Describe a period in history which you are interested in.
Where is a good place to learn about history? I believe that the best place to learn history is in a city or country with lots of historical significance. For example, a country like Egypt has incredible ancient history with pyramids, mummies, and old buildings. Many people go to Egypt to study history because they can see these amazing things up close. When students learn history in Egypt, they can find out how people from the past lived and built things with the tools they had. In my opinion, Egypt, or any place with a lot of history, is an amazing place to learn about the past. Do you think museums are important for learning about history? Yes, museums play a crucial role in learning about history. For example, in historical museums, we can explore documents, weapons, clothing, and more. These exhibits typically come with detailed descriptions, so it's easier for us to understand history and feel a closer connection to it. In my opinion, museums help us understand historical events, cultures, and innovations in a way that textbooks can't. Should kids learn history? Learning about history is really important for kids. It helps them develop critical thinking skills. For example, when kids learn about different people from the past, they see that even great leaders have both strengths and weaknesses. This helps them understand that people are complicated, and it makes them better at thinking for themselves. Also, when they study the past and learn about things like the two world wars, it helps them understand how tough life was for people back then. This encourages empathy and compassion, which benefits relationships. In what ways can children learn history? Kids can learn history in different ways. One way is at school, where teachers tell them interesting stories, read books, show films, and give them projects to learn about different times in history. Children can also learn about history from their parents. Their parents have knowledge of history from their own experiences, so they can share that with their kids. Finally, museums can help children discover history. Most kids love to go to museums because they get to see history in a new and interesting way.
Should everyone know history? I suppose that everyone should know some basic history facts. You should know about the key events in your own country's history. For instance, if you're Chinese, it's important to know about the transition from the Qing Dynasty to modern China. You should also know about the 8-year war with Japan. Understanding these events helps us understand our own culture and society. This helps strengthen our national identity and pride in our heritage.
Is it only older people who are interested in history? I don't think so. It depends on how someone is taught. Some teachers can make history boring by simply reading from a book or delivering lectures. People want history to be exciting. They want to see it in their minds, imagine it, and experience it. So if a student gets a teacher who can show them history in this way, then I'm sure they will enjoy it, no matter how old they are. What are the differences between learning history from books and from videos? I believe that history books and videos both have benefits. Books provide detailed information and can be better for research and studying. They encourage critical thinking and offer tons of knowledge about historical events. Videos, on the other hand, can make history more engaging and accessible. Generally, videos can quickly highlight the main points of a historical event for you. Effective history courses should use both book learning and video-based instruction. Is it difficult to protect and preserve historic buildings? I'm not sure. I don't know the details of how to preserve a building. But governments have experts who know how to do this. It might cost a lot of money to preserve and protect an historic building, but I don't think it would be too difficult. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. The main obstacle is how much time it takes. Plus, some older buildings need to be maintained all the time. Why is it important for people to remember personal events from the past? I don't think it's necessarily important, but it can be nice for people to remember certain special moments. That way they can celebrate them.
If someone has been married for 50 years and they remember the day they got married, this is definitely special. It may not be important, but it's sentimental. Having memories reminds us of our life experience. People love to remember cherished moments filled with joy and happiness. Why do some people think it's wrong to let the past influence their decisions? Some people think we shouldn't let the past control us. They see past experiences as a source of wisdom, not something that forces us to act in a certain way. For example, if someone tried to start a business before and it didn't work out, they might still want to try again with a new business idea. These people view their past mistakes as opportunities to learn and grow. I believe this is a positive way of looking at things. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。